CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. 45 people in Xinjiang have been given jail terms ranging from 4 years to life on terrorism-related convictions. The group has been tried in 10 separate cases in different cities in Xinjiang. 18 of them have been found guilty of human trafficking. They have been convicted of helping more than 300 people cross the border illegally into Vietnam. In a separate case, 5 have been sentenced to 8 to 10 years in prison for attempting to join the East Turkestan Islamic Movement and the Taliban. Authorities say the group would often meet together to read books about religious extremism, watch videos featuring violent terrorism, and to conspire to traffic people to other countries to take part in international terrorist activities. The number of deaths from the Tianjin explosions has risen to 145. Another 28 people remain missing. All the dead have been identified, including 88 firefighters, 9 policemen, and 48 others. The missing people include 16 firefighters, 2 policemen, and 10 others. China will showcase new bomber aircraft in the military parade next week. The aircraft was developed in China for long-distance precision strikes. It is loosely based on a previous bomber, but 90% has been refitted. The new aircraft requires only half the crew needed compared to the previous one, which means its pilots must multitask between controlling the aircraft, communications, air situation assessment, and weapon control. China's defense ministry is said to be delighted over positive progress over Sino-U.S. military programs designed to improve mutual trust. Spokesperson Yang Yujun says China and the U.S. have conducted many rounds of negotiations related to this issue. Last November, the two sides inked memorandums of understanding on the establishment of a mutual reporting and trust mechanism on major military operations. A code of conduct on naval and air military encounters has also been signed. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has sat down for talks with the head of the Iranian government's nuclear program here in Beijing. Iranian Vice President Ali Akbar Salehi, also head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, says he hopes to see China continue to exert its influence in the implementation of the new nuclear deal. For his part, Wang Yi says China will help Iran safeguard its rights for civil nuclear energy. China, as a permanent member of the UN Security Council, was one of the principals involved in the negotiations to hammer out a nuclear agreement with Iran. It's been announced the final report into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine will be made public on October 13th. The Dutch Safety Board says the relatives will be informed about the conclusions before the official publication. A preliminary report issued in September says the crash was caused by a large number of high-energy objects that penetrated the aircraft from the outside. Earlier this month, authorities announced that 7 parts from a surface air missile system have been found in the MH17 crash zone in eastern Ukraine. Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 blew up midair while flying over eastern Ukraine last July on its way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. All 298 people on board were killed. Ukrainian authorities have pinned the blame on the rebels. Moscow claims it was a Ukrainian fighter jet which took the plane down. The International Atomic Energy Agency has announced the creation of a low-enriched uranium fuel bank. It's being established in Kazakhstan. The facility will eventually be able to hold up to 90 tons of low-enriched uranium. The IAEA is going to spend around $150 million to build the facility. Kazakhstan has been chosen as the site because the country's rich uranium deposits. The State Council, China's cabinet, has eased restrictions on foreign investment in the country's property market. The Ministry of Commerce is allowing both overseas institutions and individuals buy homes without going through the previous qualification process. Under the old rules, foreigners who wanted to buy a home in China had to go through a year-long approval process. Those restrictions have now been scrapped. To apply for a purchase, overseas institutions will still need to have branches and representative offices in China. Foreign individuals have to be either working or studying in the country. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.